Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We find our country in an unbelievable economic quagmire. How can we get out of this mess? Well, maybe the place to start would be to ask, what did we do to get into it in the first place? We've been on a spending binge. That's right, spend, 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 borrow, pile up the debt, families buy too much stuff. We've not limited ourselves to what we need. We buy to satisfy every little whim. Put it on the credit card. We're not saving. We haven't found it necessary to discipline ourselves. This excessive behavior by individuals has been carried to the extreme by our government. Years ago, Illinois Senator Everett Dirksen said something to the effect, "A billion here and a billion there, and pretty soon we're talking about real money." Well, now we're talking about trillions, and that is real money. The irony of this whole miserable situation is that the reckless behavior that got us into this mess is what we're seeing now that we must do to get out of the mess. Yes, we need to spend. We must have a big stimulus package. We must bail out the auto industries with billions of dollars, which I might add is throwing good money after bad. Consumers should start spending again. Buy something, anything, whether you need it or not. When we get through this, we need a more conservative balance of spending and borrowing. We want our economy to keep growing. We need to get our jobs back and balance the federal budget. The adjustments that we face are going to be very painful. The ag industry is feeling the pinch like everyone else. Farming has always been a boom and bust business, but this year is one for the books. $7 corn down to $3 in 4 months. The cost of growing next year's crop has gone out of sight. And with the global economy in the tank, we worry about our export markets. Well, fortunately, the ag industry has a strong balance sheet, not like the auto industry, and we'll be fine. It's just hard to visualize the current path back to reasonable stability and prosperity. Let's hope that we're learning from this experience. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.